The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, the countdown to the NFL is down to one day, so we'll probably have some football talk today. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. Certainly in the history of this city. You want to get in today? 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. I'm not always quick to that, but I try to respond to messages eventually, maybe a week later.
I never look at it.
No, I finally started looking during the day, so I will respond at some point. It just may not be during the show. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you want to watch us on live stream, this will be your last chance this week to jump on ESPN975.com and click on watch us on live stream. And you can watch us, like us, and then us behind us too, because they have the damn cutouts.
Why are those there?
I don't know. But it's Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently. We put odds on everything. So what are the odds? I'm really creeped out by the fact that there's two cutouts behind us.
Yeah, it's not comfortable.
Yeah. What's going on with that, Jung?
We had some meetings this morning, and I think it was Raheel's idea to put something else in the background, and his idea was we had Fred and AJ's cutouts. It was mainly for Charlie, and they're still in there.
How did Charlie react to that?
I think Charlie was just whatever about it.
Charlie doesn't care what's going on.
No.
Yeah, he's diving into batting averages and trends. Doesn't matter what's behind him. But yeah, it's a little creepy. But hey, if
you look like Jimmy McGill in your cutout from Better Call Saul.
Oh, God, I kind of do, don't I?
Yeah, that's a Jimmy McGill haircut.
At least there's hair. I got that going, at least.
Sure, you beat me in that category.
Oh. Somebody says, hey, guys, if any Blitzers are headed to Louisiana, the traffic is backed up for miles at the Vinton exit on I-10.
Ugh.
It gets so bad over there. There's not really a way around that either. There's a way. I went to Coushatta once that I think it was 12, and you kind of got off I-10 and went through sort of the back way, but
I'm looking for things to be as easy as possible.
Yeah. So what's going on today, man?
Oh, sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you?
I'm way behind today. I apologize. Oh, yeah? Well, I got all the sports map stuff done this morning, which please go check out the site. There's like 400 things on there that I posted, but then I had to go and after I dropped the wife off at work, I stopped to get some Gatorade and the car wouldn't start. I'm like, oh, great, battery. So I took it to my guys and like, yeah, you need a new battery. And then, of course, as usual, they find four other things that need to be replaced. And nothing on that car is cheap.
No.
So $800 later and 3 hours of sitting around. I did walk over and have lunch at China Garden. Got to see Carol today. So that was a positive. But the rest of it, I couldn't accomplish anything because I couldn't get online. And, yeah, kind of sucked. But that's life. Now we're here. It's rock and roll.
Let's rock. Let's get this party started. Tomorrow, the NFL starts.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Oh, it's so good. After the Super Bowl, there's always like, it's like a, you know how moms, after they have a baby, they get depressed?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like after the Super Bowl.
It actually starts sooner than that for me. It's actually
like you start to feel it coming on.
Yeah. I realize that, oh, we've only got like 3 real games left before the championship games. And that's when it kind of starts hitting me. And then, but last year, and I don't know if it's just because the Texans were so bad or if it was all the BS side stuff that was going on, but I was kind of out. I checked out on the NFL pretty early. So it's been a long time for me since I've really been interested.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm interested now. Can't wait. I mean, this is, I think I'm excited because I don't know what's going to happen this year in terms of the Texans, in terms of, you know, the other teams that I kind of like, the Saints. Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen with the Cowboys or because I think they could be either really good or really bad. I just don't know. And, you know, maybe this is the year the Patriots and Brady finally start going backwards. I mean, there's just so many great storylines that I'm excited about that I just can't wait. I mean, I can't wait for tomorrow. I want to see what the Eagles look like.
I think tomorrow's going to be a really good game, too.
I do, too. And you know, the Falcons, another team that I'm real interested in. I mean, so you got those two right off the bat, and then plus we're now into college football, and yeah, a lot of people telling me 12 is correct. Just went through there. It was brutal. So what's up, guys? Eagles fan and live here in Houston and love the show and Sports Map. What are the odds the Eagles repeat this year? Also, should I start the Eagles D or the Ravens?
Well,
guess what?
Tomorrow morning on Sports Map, my fantasy week one rankings will be up. I'll just give you a little hint here. The Ravens are my number one ranked defense this week.
So start the Ravens.
Yeah.
I will actually have that up after the show, as soon as I get home and get a chance. I've got about 4 other things to post. Like I said, I just behind today and really feel like I've accomplished absolutely nothing, even though I've been up since 5 doing stuff. But when you don't do anything for 3 hours, you feel like you didn't accomplish anything.
Right.
And so it's like 3 hours wasted that I could have been working on stuff. That's all right. Sometimes you have to do this. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, you know, I think there's some interesting college games this weekend because despite what happened with Arizona, I'm curious to see how UH looks against Arizona. I'm really curious about that Clemson-Aggie game.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, I don't know where the Aggies really are yet under Jimbo. And I think this is a good place to find out because if they play a close game against this team and at least take them down to the wire, wouldn't you have to feel pretty good if you're an Aggie fan?
Yeah.
Because that's a damn good Clemson team.
Absolutely. And the assumption is if you can hang with Clemson, why shouldn't you be able to hang with Auburn? Why shouldn't you be able to hang with Alabama?
Well, so, I don't think anybody can hang with Alabama. I think Alabama's on a different level than Clemson
too,
this year.
But there's a lot of people who think Clemson and Alabama are 1 and 1A.
Yeah.
I'm not that, but a lot of people do think that. So if they can play Clemson in a close game, then confidence should be high.
Yeah, so all that happening this weekend and, you know, Astros Red Sox, just a little added bonus there. You get a chance to maybe an AL championship preview series.
Yeah.
So looks like, and the Astros also picked up another game last night as the Yankees took care of the A's. So it's now 3.5, and the Astros got another win. Good to see Verlander kind of get back on track. So, man, there's just so much good stuff going on. It's a fun time in sports. A lot of people asking, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but if your last-minute fantasy drafts, what do you do with Le'Veon Bell?
Well, I can tell you this. I drafted last night. I had the 9th pick. Le'Veon Bell went 8th.
Wow.
And I let out a massive sigh of relief.
Yeah, because you...
I don't want to be the guy who has to make that choice.
Yeah, I would have made that choice at 9.
I think I would have, too.
Because at that point, you're getting so much value if the guy's on the field.
But, I mean, at this point, you know, I mean, you have to assume that he's going to play... If he's great, Le'Veon Bell, great. Maybe you get 12 games of that if he came back today, because it'd probably take him 4 weeks to ramp up.
But you probably get the right 12, though.
And then you have to assume that he's going to stay healthy, which he doesn't really do. So, I mean, there's some warts on the guy. It was a non-PPR, and I ended up taking Leonard Fournette. And
that's a good spot to take.
Yeah, I felt good about that versus taking Le'Veon Bell and going, oh, what am I going to do for the first 3 weeks, though? if not more.
Dylan says, please change your name on Twitter to Jimmy McGill.
Better call Fred.
Exactly. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And when we come back here next segment, I want to share some good news with the people again.
Okay.
It's good news that it's not new news. It's just good news.
Yeah.
Still people asking, did you watch Mayans last night? I mentioned this yesterday. I'm just not interested. If I have a bunch of people tell me, oh, it's really great, then maybe I'll check it out. But I have zero interest in that. And mainly because I lost interest in Sons the last year, too.
I didn't watch it. I was going to start Ozark Season 2 last night. But then I got home late from my kid had a hitting lesson. And then I got home late from that. And then I watched Better Call Saul. Better Call Fred.
I have not seen that yet.
And I watched the last episode of Hard Knocks.
Okay. You haven't seen either one of them yet. They're on the DVR. But when I got home last night.
Oh, you have a DVR again?
Well, I've got DVR on both Sling and on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I still have a lot of stations on DirecTV.
How much are you saving?
It's going to come out to about $40 a month.
Is it worth it?
For me, no. But
are you going to have Sunday Ticket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have Sunday Ticket. But. And I have all the channels I had before, except a couple of the showtimes that I never watched anyway. And I'm saving $40 a month. The only problem is, it's like, it is inconvenient because I'll be watching a football game on Sling, and then I have to switch back over to DirecTV to click on the Astros. You know how I love to go back and forth with stuff.
Yeah.
So that's been an adjustment. But yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to go back because the other member of my household loves this crap. And, you know, unless we're divorced, I'm probably stuck with it. A divorce would be much more expensive than
$40 a month.
You might not be able to afford Sunday Ticket if you get a divorce.
Well, no. Well, I'd be able to afford it, but I wouldn't be able to afford anything else. Yeah. So there's that.
You wouldn't have a house to put a TV in.
Nope. I'd be back in a one-bedroom apartment. Don't really want to go back to that at this stage in my life.
I started Jack Ryan yesterday.
Pretty good?
Not bad.
Okay. What do you think of the chick?
She looks like she was pregnant. Like she's coming off of a pregnancy, like you were saying yesterday.
Yeah, that's on my list. I definitely want to try that because everybody's raved about it, so I'll be curious to see what you think.
How many episodes did you watch?
Just the one.
Okay.
All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Wednesday, 713-780-ESPN.
I wish the usual suspects would throw away their trash.
I've given up on that. They're not as bad as Stephen A. Smith.
No.
But where they're leaving their castle.
Are you talking about from a slop perspective or an actual show perspective?
From a slop perspective.
Okay. Because they go head-to-head.
Yeah, I forgot about that. They do, don't they? I wonder how they do against each other.
Well, I could tell you. I've got the ratings here.
You do?
Yeah.
How'd those ratings work out? I'm just curious.
I don't have a... What time is Stephen A. Smith on 94.1? 1 to 3?
Yeah, 1 to 3.
Yeah, I only have it broken down from 1 to 4 and 12 to 3. We had ratings meeting today.
Yeah, we did.
No surprise, our ratings meeting was really good.
Very easy for Jong and Todd to do our ratings meeting.
Yeah, they come in and they say, well, guys, you're number one again. Even better than the last few months. This is our best month of the year, right?
Yeah, we combined 4.1. First time we've gotten over 4, which we've been flirting with. So thank you guys for telling your friends about us again. Now we want to get to 5.
Now, everybody else who had ratings meetings, they were like, okay, this is what you can fix. You do this better. Us, they were just like, hey, you guys are awesome. Keep rocking and rolling. Can we get you guys anything? Do you want more money?
No, they didn't ask us that.
No? Maybe
we may have to do a Le'Veon Bell kind of holdout here, though, because
that's what I said. I threatened that today.
This is 8 months of pure dominance.
Yeah.
And, you know, at that point, we might need to get paid a little more.
Yeah, they ripped me off because I signed my new deal in December, and then we hit number one in January and have been number one since.
Yeah, well, bad timing for you.
See, I feel like I'm Andre Johnson and, like, you know, I got a raw deal here.
Well,
I want to make
that's what you get for having your cousin negotiate for you.
I want to make that Charlie Polillo, Joel Blank, Barry Laminack money, Patrick Creighton money.
No, you don't.
I do. I want to make all their money combined.
You do okay. Well, yeah, all theirs combined.
Yeah,
yeah, you'd be all right.
Yeah.
So you reverse Flacco'd it.
I did the reverse Flacco. Yeah. Yep.
No, we just have to keep this going for a few more months because,
I signed a freaking 2-year deal.
Well, yeah, but
so I just have to keep this going for 14 more months.
No, you don't, because you start negotiating your next deal pretty early on. And, like, both of us.
I haven't. Well, I've always waited to the very end.
That's what. See, okay, so here's a little tip for you. Since end of 2019, we're both up, right?
Yeah.
Start negotiating that in like April.
Okay.
Because, and see, I have some leverage now because, you know, assuming I'm still married,
well,
I don't have to work.
Your management, so you know when the company has a good month financially.
Right, which is what I always wait for.
I need you to fill me in on that.
I can do that.
I need you to be like, hey, David Gow's popping bottles in his office. I mean,
yeah.
He's spraying champagne all over the place. Like, this is a good time for you to go in and say, hey, let's talk our next deal.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I'll look out thank for you. But, yeah, so thanks again to all the listeners. And
I'm trying to get that Granato money.
Yeah, but see, he's like grandfathered. He's like one of those guys that got, like, this huge deal for coming over here 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whenever it was we started.
Right.
So
just give me his money.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Well, I think we just split his salary and then you can, you know, all he does is play golf and play poker anyway.
And he golfs for free. He plays poker for free. He drinks for free. He doesn't even need money.
Yeah. His wife has a nice job.
Yeah.
She can pay the bills.
Just give us John's money. That's what I want to talk about at the next meeting, John. Granato's money. Eric Sandler will be happy to hear this.
Yeah, that you're
not trying to get his money anymore.
Oh.
Though the offer still stands, I must say.
Eric is such a rock star, though. I swear, I can't go anywhere without people asking me about Eric.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, if I go to a nice restaurant and they recognize me, it's like, oh, so what's it like working with Eric Sandler? I go, well, you know, basically, we don't actually work together.
Yeah.
I mean, my office is next to his cubicle, and we talk a lot, but it's like, oh, he's really good. And I go, yeah, he is. I get it. What about me?
You know? Never been asked about Eric Sandler.
Well, you will at some point. People say, hey, when are you getting Sandler's job? You probably
yeah, maybe that.
Yeah. But 713 asking, he's doing an NFL Sunday watch in Vegas, and which sports book is the best place to watch all day? Man, there's no shortage of good sports books out there. The problem is going to be on a Sunday. They're all packed.
Yeah. The sports book at the Venetian,
yeah,
which is
Legacy
Stadium,
yeah,
is like the coolest experience because there's couches, there's like a you have
it's
to
good
get
a restaurant there
it's
too.
A restaurant, yeah. I mean, it's a cool spot to sit if you want to watch, you know, 6-7 hours of games. The problem is you got to get there early, stake out your spot,
yeah, especially if you're taking a group.
Yep So
same thing with Mandalay, not as crowded, also very nice.
Yeah, not a bad spot either.
Yeah,
not a bad spot, but I mean, it's just not the restaurant and stuff like
right.
I mean, there's restaurants around there,
yeah,
but I mean, when you're at Legacy's, you sit down, you go up to a window and make your bets, and then you come sit back down, and then a waiter comes and takes your order, and I mean, it's a pretty cool setup.
Yeah, MGM's a little crowded. There's not really a lot of room.
It's smaller than it should be.
It is, and yeah, as much as I love the MGM for most things, I would say that one's not the best. You know what's a little underrated, and we've been at this one a lot, is Excalibur's. Yeah, it's not a great hotel, but it's a pretty good little racing sports book.
Little book.
Yeah, and it's right next to the poker room.
Yeah.
So, no shortage. Roger says Westgate. I don't know if that I've been in Westgate before. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And 49 asking, when do you guys do a fantasy segment? We'll have Christopher Harris on tomorrow, right, John? That's his day?
Yes, Thursday.
And tomorrow we're also out. We're at New Poker Club here on Richmond. And then Friday we're coming to Beaumont.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. Damien asking, what does that number 4.1 mean with ratings? That's your share, your average share.
Okay.
And so it's like, what, 3.5 on 97.5 and 0.6 on 94.1 for a combined 4.1, which is a good number.
So I'm looking at this. You know who's got the second highest rated show in the city?
Who?
I bet you'd never guess.
Well, there's only like 8 or 9 to choose from, so I'd probably guess eventually. It might take me 8 tries.
Sean Salisbury.
Oh, yeah?
It wouldn't have been one of your top 8 guesses, would it?
No, because I mean, all I'm looking at is a 4 to 7. I don't really care about the other number.
He's on 3 to 6. So. But yeah, decent showing by him. So congrats to Sean, who is now our competition. So I hope he fails miserably. But well, so far he's getting
spanked pretty hard 4 to 6. So
yeah, that's
which, you know, that's all I really care about.
That's none of my business. I mean, yeah, it is my business.
Yeah, it is your business. It's your
it's
time frame.
It's my actual business. You're right. Yeah.
I think we literally have 20 pages of rating stuff in front of us right now. So, you know, I like the simple one.
Yeah.
In our meeting, we had everything but the simple one that tells me where we are. So, all right. A lot to get to. So, please don't go anywhere. In fact, might even squeeze in some phone calls. We'll see. We'll see how we feel about it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz. And one thing I know is if you're paying too much money on your bills,
Bill Advisor could take care of you. Of course they could. If you have cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're probably overpaying on those things. And you're thinking, I'm not overpaying. I got a great deal when I signed up. Well, you did. And then they jack the rate up on you because they always do. That's where Bill Advisor comes in. They will work directly with your providers to lower your bills. Not lower your service, just reduce your monthly rates. They're guaranteeing they're going to save you at least $300 or they'll give you every penny back. There's no setup fee. The service is $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Most of our listeners are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands of dollars a year. That could be you. Start the savings right now. Text the word GO to 232323 and your personal bill advisor is going to get your information and they're going to start working for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving. That's billadvisor.com. Am I still on her mind? I've been undone. Oh. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so whatever you do, put odds on it. Bernardo says, if you guys go number one for the entire 2018 year, are you going to make championship shirts?
No.
We just, I think the goals are a little different now. I mean, for the last few months, it's like, hey, let's be number one this many months in a row. Now I just want to get the number up even higher.
Yeah.
That's the goal now. With all the Browns love on futures, do you think the week one line is closer than it should be against the Steelers?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the Browns are overvalued. I do. I mean, I think Le'Veon Bell being out makes a pretty big difference. But I think the Browns are incredibly overvalued in the market. And I think Hard Knocks is a direct contributor to that. I mean, that, and they have the number one draft pick on their team. They have he's the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. It's understandable that there's buzz, but I just think it's gotten out of control.
Agreed.
It's rare that a rookie quarterback comes in and I mean, especially he's not even starting the season as the starter. So it's rare that he can come in and make that much of an impact. I just don't see the and they've added some good players. Don't get me wrong. I still
don't know if they know what they're doing there.
I don't think so either.
I don't like their second first round pick, and I think that was a. I think there were better players on the board. I don't know that any of these people they've added make them that much better. I just think it's a dysfunctional franchise. The fans deserve better.
Yeah,
but to be honest with you, I don't know that they're significantly better than they were last year. So let's we'll try a call. We'll see how it goes. It's Kansas City, Jose. What's up, KC?
Hey guys.
Hey.
In honor of What Are the Odds Wednesday, wanted to call and just hear me out. But I wanted to see, you know, what you guys think the odds are that Le'Veon Bell hasn't reported yet because maybe he couldn't pass the drug test. You know, he's got a history of that. He was suspended for four games at the beginning of the 2015 season. Then on top of that, he hasn't signed his contract, so they can't drug test him right now.
The NFL doesn't drug test during the season anyway. Not for recreational drugs.
I mean, that's to his point, though. Yeah, if you're him and you still got weed in your system, now would be the time to. And once the season starts, it'd be the time to show up.
It's entirely possible. I like to think that he's going to lose almost $1 million.
Yeah, but think about how much you lose if you're suspended for 10 games, which would be the next suspension. That's.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it's a ridiculous thought. How's
Fred,
that?
What I'm saying is, if you were due to lose $1 million in week one, don't you think you'd stop smoking weed 3 weeks out from week one?
Well, if I had forgotten that it was 3 weeks out and had smoked weed, I would give up the million to avoid losing the $10 million.
If you had $1 million tax coming your way, you would know exactly what day it was and you wouldn't forget. I promise.
Yeah, I don't know what $1 million means to him, though. I mean, that may be like $1,000 to you.
Okay, if I had to pay $1,000 to somebody in 3 weeks from now, I would know.
Yeah, but that's...
Because I'd want to start planning for that.
But you're not everybody. Some of these guys are kind of, eh. So... 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Brother Bear wants to know, what are the odds that you can entice Bregman into persuading Hinch to switch positions with Correa? I don't think you need to do that because I think Correa's defense is fine.
I think it's fine.
The defense hasn't been the problem for Correa. It's been that he hasn't been able to hit the ball.
Yeah.
And, Bregman's turned into a... And now long-term... I mean, I wouldn't do that now, but long term, I think that might be something you look at because I do still think Correa is going to grow into a bigger frame. It might be better suited for third.
Yeah.
And I think Bregman is going to be, I think Bregman physically is what he's going to be.
But that was like the big, one of the things that everybody loved about him was he's a big shortstop. And, a lot of shortstops today are. I don't know that they're going to be looking to move him full time. And I know he played shortstop today, but I think they still see Correa as the shortstop of the future, and I don't think that's changing anytime soon.
You know what has changed? Nobody's talking about, the Yankees are going to pay him $300 million.
Yeah, that chatter's not going right now.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, did you see Shaq Griffin starting for... your Seahawks?
No, I'm not surprised. They don't have many bodies. They don't have a lot to choose from. But
that's it's a hell of a story, but he's a damn good football player.
Yeah.
Cali boy says Josh Gordon apparently can't read a calendar.
Well, Josh Gordon's an idiot. I mean, that's...
Well, nobody's accusing these guys of being PhDs. And let's be honest, most athletes, with a few exceptions, they ain't the brightest. So trying to expect them to do something... just average smart might be too much to ask. So 713-780 ESPN, 713-780-3776. I have the rankings of all 32 NFL offenses.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to guess backwards? And see how you do?
Sure.
Just for fun? I like playing these games.
Okay, let's start with number 32. I'm going to go out on a limb and project my Buffalo Bills, the lowly Buffalo
Bills. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. All right.
You are 100% correct. You'll never get 31 because, so I'm just going to give it to you because I don't necessarily agree with it. But they have the Indianapolis Colts at 31.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So
there's so much Andrew Luck doubt.
Well, he says his offensive line is terrible. His starting running back is Christian Michael.
I don't think that's true.
His receiving corps may have gotten worse since the last time he played, and he's learning a new offense.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that one's off the board.
Okay. Take them off the board. Let's go with the New York Football Jets.
At number 30, ding, ding, ding. Very good.
Okay, let's go with. Oh, I've got one. Since when was this written?
Today.
Okay,
September the 5th.
Since Marquise Lee got hurt, I'll go Jacksonville.
Jacksonville 27. So
okay, so I'm missing 28
and 29.
How about my Baltimore Ravens?
Baltimore Ravens number 29.
Okay,
well played, sir.
How about the let's go Denver.
Denver is correct. Jeez, you're killing it. 28 says, many assume the quarterback situation will improve, but are we sure Case Keenum is that much better than Trevor Siemian? Two quarterbacks share similar weaknesses, underwhelming arms and reckless decision-making.
Okay.
So they're 28, Jacksonville 27. So to recap, and so far, you've got almost all of them. Buffalo 32, Indy 31, Jets 30, Ravens 29, Broncos 28, Jaguars 27.
Okay. How about the Arizona Cardinals?
Number 25. Very well done.
That's a one-man team. Well, I mean, Larry Fitzgerald's okay, I guess.
Yeah, but we don't know if David Johnson's going to be 100%.
Oh, I got a good one. Miami Dolphins.
Incorrect. They're number 23 on your list, which... too high for me.
All I'm saying is Ryan Tannehill hasn't played in forever. He was never good when he did play. You lost your best wide receiver. And your running back is like Kenyon Drake and Frank Gore.
I would have them much lower.
I think, that's an overranking. How about the Raiders Day Oakland?
Number 26. Very well done. So you've got now all the way down to 25, and Miami's at 23, so you don't have 24, but I bet you can guess 24.
The Cleveland Browns.
Incorrect. Listen, everybody's buying into this Brown stuff. They're at 21.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say this team is too low. But
the team that is 24,
yeah, behind the Dolphins.
Could it be Seattle?
No, it's your Houston Texans.
Oh, okay.
That feels low to me. Obviously that offensive line is crap, but Watson and DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah,
it's worse than Tannehill in anything.
But okay. What we have seen is if something does happen to Watson, I mean, it's got a pretty low floor.
But if you're going to rank an offense, you're pretty much assuming the guy's playing.
Assume it healthy.
Right.
Yeah.
Because are you ranking the Patriots in the top five if Brady's dead?
But if that's the case, I mean, how do you put the Colts at 31?
Well, I didn't do it.
I know. I'm just saying.
I think the Colts are too low also.
Yeah.
I think number 22 is about right for these guys.
Where was Seattle? Did I miss them by a long way?
Yeah, you missed Seattle by, they're number 20 and Cleveland's 21. So
I'm missing just number 22 and then in the top. So I've guessed almost all the bottom tier teams.
Yeah, except for the Texans, and you would have never guessed the Colts, which is why I gave it to you. They shouldn't be 31 in my opinion, but that's okay.
Number 22, your Tennessee Titans.
Incorrect, sir. The Cincinnati Bengals come in at number 22.
Okay, that's a good one.
But you know what? You're not far off with your other guesses when we get to 20 and 19. So,
Seattle and Tennessee.
Seattle's 20 and Tennessee is 19.
Okay, so we're almost to the top half of the league. I'm going to go out on a limb here, even though they're normally what I would consider overrated. No, I'm going to pick one before them.
Okay.
I'm going to pick the Bears first.
Not a bad guess. They're number 17.
Oh, okay. And I was looking for number 18.
You
right?
were looking for 18, yes.
What about the Dallas Cowboys?
The Vaqueros?
Vaqueros de Dallas.
Number 16.
Damn it. Who is this mythical 18? The Washington Redskins.
Man, you're nailing like all around it. Number 15.
So is number 18 ranked too low?
I don't think so. I think they're rated about right. It just depends. I mean, they've got some great players, but they also have an aging quarterback who's been spotty.
Oh, my next guess was going to be Tampa, so I'll go... Oh, the Giants.
The Giants at number 18.
Okay. Yeah, but man, you got Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham.
Yeah, I mean, they got big names, but
yeah.
let's see what happens. So we'll do the rest when we come back, because we're getting into the good ones then.
Okay.
But Washington 15, as you guessed, and Cowboys 16.
I'm really good at this game.
I think I'd have Dallas ahead of Washington offensively.
Have Zeke Elliott.
I'd rather have Zeke Elliott and Dak Prescott.
And Alex Smith and Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. And no offense to Adrian, who I like, but he's old.
Yeah. You know who's number one? Republic Harley-Davidson. That's who's number one. They provide superior customer service. They've got an entire team to support you, the valued customer. They pride themselves on having well-trained experts that strive for customer satisfaction. Come in and visit the friendly, reliable, experienced staff. They will treat you right. They've been in business since 2001, guys. They offer all the latest models from Harley-Davidson, as well as a vast selection of clean pre-owns. And when I say all of them, that includes the new 2019 Harley-Davidsons. They are here at Republic Harley-Davidson. And if you want to demo ride one, you can do it for absolutely free. Go in and check them out. If you haven't ridden in a while, they've got refresher courses. If you've never learned to ride, they've got new rider courses. They can hook you up with all those. Go to republichd.com for more information. They're now open 6 days a week to better serve you, Monday through Saturday, and they offer double points in all departments on Mondays. Get out to Republic Harley-Davidson and check out those heavy-duty Mondays. Let them show you why Republic is Houston's number one dealer. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, are always open at republichd.com. Prison system broken, racial war commotion. Until the president get that, she Vincent won't be voting. We need to meet his.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, if you haven't checked out SportsMap today, please do. Some of us worked very hard on it all morning.
Not me.
Well, you did do your fantasy rankings.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Which those will be up tonight. As soon as I get home and get settled in and get some alcohol in me.
I'll say it to Josh, too. If he's not so lazy, he can maybe put it up.
Yeah, he's a little busy, too. He's been working his butt off as well. But lots of good stuff. And Granato has a Kaepernick story up. Have our Cowboys report from Rogelio is up. Have Dell's column on college football. Holly's story still on there. If you haven't read that, I do recommend it. Zerline has a column on, is 2018 Bregman greater than 2017 Altuve?
No.
I agree, but that's
that's a ridiculous question, even.
He makes his point.
That's an absurd premise.
Brittany has her SEC report, which is a lot of fun. We've got the UH recap up. We've got Bill Cowher interview that was on over on SB Nation that's up there. Charlie Palillo has a video on U.S. Open tennis. And we have our rankings of every FBS team in the state of Texas.
All right.
All 12. We'll go over those in the next hour and see how far off they are. So, I mean, a lot of stuff that we posted today. So it's a really busy day on the map. And please check it out. You can follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. We've had a little glitch that we found out today that usually whenever we post a story, it immediately gets tweeted out by SportsMapHOU. But something's wrong. And that hasn't happened since September 1st. So we'll get that fixed. So if you follow us on Twitter, it will tell you when there's a story there. Or you just go to the website. Check out the website. That's the easiest thing in my humble opium.
So we've left off. We were going through the list of the best offense. Who wrote this, by the way?
This was written by Drum roll, please. Steven Ruiz of USA Today.
Okay.
I like to call him Steve.
We got up to number... you told me the Bucks were number 14, right?
Yeah, so we're at 14, and that is way too high.
Yeah, I want to address that. The only reason I didn't pick Tampa sooner, and it's an accident that I got close to where they actually were, is because I forgot about them.
I would have had them in the 20s.
Easy. Yeah, I don't think Jameis Winston's that good yet.
And they don't have him for three games?
They don't have a running back. Mike Evans is good. I don't know what DeSean Jackson is going to give you. I just think there's a lot of question marks. And they've got a horrible offensive line. Yeah. I think Tampa's way too high at 14. So we're in the top 13.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Chargers.
Number 11. Two spots too high for you.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Panthers of Carolina.
Number 13, ding, ding, ding. Very well done.
Now I'm getting to where I don't want to repeat teams. I'm trying to remember.
So Chargers 11, left. Pantheros are 13. I don't know if I think you would have 12 higher up.
Okay.
But I think you'd like the quarterback more.
Oh, Minnesota?
Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah.
They say Cousins is an upgrade over Keenum, but that doesn't necessarily ensure the Vikings will get better production out of the quarterback position, which I've been saying all along, because Keenum played out of his mind. So
I've also forgot another team that I would have had lower, but clearly they're ranked too high in my opinion. Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs are number 8.
That's way too high. Listen, and they've got some weapons. Don't get me wrong. They've got a great running back. They've got a dynamic wide receiver. They've got one of the best tight ends in the league. Solid O-line. I don't know what their quarterback situation is. I don't know if Mahomes can play. So that's to me, I would have had them in the low teens probably.
Number 8.
So I've got
10-9 still.
10-9 and then the top 7. Number 10, how about the Lions?
Ding, ding, ding. Boy, you're good at this game. Right on the number.
Man, I want to say this team, but I know that they've got to have them higher than this, even though I think it's kind of how we were talking about with the Texans and the Seahawks, one good quarterback, one good receiver. I'll try it anyway. Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers are number 7. So you got KC at 8 and Green Bay at 7.
Who is this number 9?
This mysterious number 9.
Who is it? Oh, how about San Francisco?
San Francisco is correct. Number 9. So Packers 7, Chiefs 8, and San Francisco 9. So now you're down to the top 6. You ought to be able to get these pretty close.
I think I know who all I haven't said yet.
Okay,
I'm gonna list the teams that I haven't said yet. You tell me if they're still on the list or not. I don't need you to tell me if they're in order.
Okay.
Patriots, Steelers, Saints, Falcons, Eagles, Rams.
Correct.
Okay. Of those teams, number 6, I will put the Philadelphia Eagles.
They're number 5. Mm. Very close.
I just feel like, and even 6, I would have said maybe a little bit high for them.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
I mean, Alshon Jeffrey's banged up. They've got a bunch of okay running backs and no good running backs. Carson Wentz still isn't back. I don't know which one of those teams I would put below them, though.
Yeah, I would have had them 6 in this group.
How about... Let's go with the Falcons at 6.
Falcons are 6, yes. So, yeah, Falcons 6, Eagles 5, 4 teams left. Number 4 is?
Well, without Le'Veon Bell, I have to guess the Steelers.
They're number 3.
It's the Rams, then.
Rams are 4, Steelers 3.
So, that leaves?
Leaves Patriots and Saints. And
that's tough. I will go, man, Mike Thomas is like a legit number 1 receiver, I feel like, for them.
Yeah.
They haven't had that. And the Patriots have so many questions at run. I'm going to go Patriots 2, Saints 1.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, when they talk about the Saints, they say that Max Unger's on the wrong side of his prime, but when a former Pro Bowl center is your weak link, your offense is pretty stacked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they have the Saints 1, the Patriots 2.
I don't know how I feel about the Saints at receiver beyond Thomas either, but yeah, that's a pretty good offense. And if their defense is anything close to what it was last year, that could be a good team.
There you go.
Thank you, John.
That was fun.
I guess we have to do in the 6 o'clock hour what we do every year. Make our predictions for who's going to make the playoffs.
Oh, do we have to do that?
Yeah, that way in week 17 we can look back and see how stupid we were.
Yeah, I know. I always hate that because I always look stupid.
I like that. It's my favorite part of the show.
I know, but I don't know. And my opinions change all the time. So two weeks ago I had to do the over-under win total on the Saints for the Sunday show. And I'm pretty sure I went under. And now I'm kind of looking at them going, I think they might win the division. That's why I hate these predictions, is because I think every team has a range that, you know, where ceiling is one thing and floor is the other. And that varies from team to team based on quarterbacks and things like that. So I hate having to pick. But I guess that's what we do. I'd rather just wait and bet when I have my opportunities on my bookie.
That's the place to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, I will do that a lot. But the great thing is, man, no matter what you want to play, you can do it on MyBookie. And they've got everything. The football's here. You want to get in on the action tomorrow night, this is a place to do it. That's where I played college football all weekend, played CFL, horses, you name it. Now it's NFL time. I'll be all over that. And that's why we have betting lines, right? So we can play. And who you're betting with is just as important as, you know, what you're betting on, because you have to be able to trust them with your money. Trust them to pay you when you win, and they do. They're the online destination. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years, and when you win, they pay. In-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and even fantasy, where you can bet over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. They've got a survivor pool in there, everything you could possibly want. On your computer or mobile phone, just Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.